General of MPI, and Kevin Woods, the Director General of the Northern Territory.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. As we've indicated, the purpose of this is just to update you. We have a lot of information we'd like to just provide a factual update on to make sure everyone is aware of how things are tracking. And I think today it was important that it wasn't just myself, but also my colleague, Kevin Woods from the Ministry of Health, the Director General, was also here to just respond if we have any other questions. As Nick indicated, I'd like to offer a few introductory remarks. As you know, the Ministry for Primary Industries, we were originally notified of the issue of the contamination of the whey protein concentrate last Friday, the 1st of August. Since that time, ourselves as well as a range of government agencies have been working to provide as much certainty and assurance as possible, both within New Zealand and to our overseas markets. We are continuing to work with Fonterra and their customers, auditing their production and distribution data, and checking compliance with MPI requirements at their processing facilities. The health and well-being of babies and all consumers here in New Zealand and overseas is our top priority. I'd like to just turn to the product recall that we currently have in place within New Zealand. Fundamentally, in terms of all of the information that we have been provided from Fonterra and Nutritia, we have a level of confidence around the products within New Zealand. Our advice remains that we cannot rule out the following two Nutritia Caricare products as potentially contaminated, and we recommend that they are not fed to children until further notice. And these two products, as we have been highlighting in media and through a range of channels of communication, are Nutritia Caricare Infant Formula Stage 1 for babies 0 to 6 months. Nutritia Caricare Gold Plus Stage 2 Follow On 6 to 12 months. This advice stands regardless of batch numbers. It applies to all batches of these products on the market. It is important that people do not consume any of the recalled products they may have purchased. We have commenced, in conjunction with the Ministry of Health, a public information campaign to alert parents to this. This campaign is intended to supplement and complement the campaign that Nutritia themselves have also undertaken. I have also issued a notice of direction to all exporters that neither of these products may be exported at this time from the New Zealand jurisdiction, to ensure that none of this product leaves secure facilities. I am also aware that there are lots of questions in terms of some of the processes that the Ministry for Primary Industries are undertaken and have undertaken since Friday to ensure traceability, and I would like to touch upon that. Traceability could also be termed product control and verification, but fundamentally, since Friday afternoon, the Ministry for Primary Industries has been focused on ensuring that we can get to grips with the traceability of the potentially contaminated product. This has largely fallen within four key activities for us. The first has been the physical confirmation of the location of at-risk product and the application of movement controls. The second has been a process of data reconciliation to trace the location and status of product. The third has been a physical audit of industry data systems. And then finally, at the same time and in parallel with them, we have been providing ongoing advice to overseas markets and our competent authorities in other countries. Where our risk assessments and any of our product control and verification steps have highlighted particular concerns, these have been actioned through the physical inspection and audit of industry premises. MPI officials have visited a range of warehouses and facilities, both within New Zealand and Australia, to ensure the strength of the product being locked and secured. I would also like to share with you some far more specific details in terms of where the traceability process has got us. As you know, at the start of this process, when we were notified on Friday afternoon, we were informed that we had three batches of contaminated ingredient whey protein, which totaled around 38 metric tons from one manufacturing plant in New Zealand. Subsequently, the contaminated ingredient was used to manufacture a little under 900 metric tons of product. I would like to provide you some following details in relation to each of the products that we've regarded as key priorities. For infant formula, given the risks, we placed absolute priority on ensuring we could gather as much information on these products. We are now able to confirm that we have identified and controlled all unsold affected infant formula products in New Zealand, apart from the products subject to recall by Nutricia. As I have said, these are Nutricia Caricare Infant Formula Stage 1 for babies 0 to 6 months, and Nutricia Caricare Gold Plus Stage 2 follow-on 6 to 12 months. We have been able to confirm that two batches of infant formula were sent to Australia. These have been stocked in warehouses in Australia. There were two other batches of infant formula that were exported and released to retail distribution in Hong Kong. These are the subject of a product recall in that market, and we have been working with our counterparts in Hong Kong and sharing all of this information. Other infant formula product exported from New Zealand that remains within the exporting company's supply chain control has also been notified to overseas regulators for their action. This is important. We have been working closely with all of our counterparts in overseas markets to ensure they have all relevant information for any other affected product that may have entered the export market. We are confident, based on all of the information and evidence that we have received to date from Fonterra, Nutricia, that we have identified and taken action about the affected infant formula product ranges. As you know, in recent days, it has also been highlighted that there was an example of stock feed within New Zealand. New Zealand Ag Biz Limited has issued a recall notice relating to specific batches of stock feed which had been distributed in a limited number and quantities of regions. We are confident, based on all of the information and evidence that we have in front of us and that has been provided to us to date, that we have identified and taken action about the affected stock feed products. There are also products that were exported from New Zealand in relation to whey protein concentrate, which may have been used to make other products, including but not limited to infant formula. We have provided overseas regulators with the specific information in relation to each of these products, allowing them to trace the products within their countries. We will be providing our risk assessments on the product ranges that may contain whey protein concentrate to overseas regulators to assist their decision making. These are based on expert opinion and analysis of the production processes for these products. I would also like to indicate that our colleagues in Australia, the Department of Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry, have also confirmed today that they have successfully identified and traced back all potentially contaminated dairy product ingredients that have entered Australia from New Zealand. In terms of the overseas markets, I would also just like to note that as things currently stand, and on the basis of all of the information that we have received, only a very limited range of dairy products exported from New Zealand is at risk of contamination. Most of New Zealand's dairy products are unaffected by this contamination issue, including whole milk powder, skim milk powder, butter and cheese. I would also just like to make a final observation from my perspective before handing over to Kevin. And that is just to make the point that since Friday afternoon when we were notified, we have seen in excess of 100 officials drawn from the Ministry for Primary Industries, the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and New Zealand Trade and Enterprise, working on this issue around the clock. I would like to thank all of our staff across all of those agencies for their effort and dedication thus far. We have still got a lot of work to do to make sure we can provide consumers, both in New Zealand and overseas, with the certainty and clarity they require. But I think that since Friday, there has been a tremendous effort from a lot of our staff across a number of agencies. That is probably just, I wanted to share that information. A lot of that was quite technical, but I appreciate that it's important that we get that out. And what we're aiming to do is also share the details that I've just went through, and they'll be on our website in terms of an information paper. But I would maybe like to just pass on to Kevin for Kevin.
Thank you very much, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to say at the outset how much I agree with what Scott has said about the collaborative approach which we've been adopting in response to this. Health officials have been very much involved with MPI from the outset. But our focus has been very much obviously on the health consequences these circumstances. We've probably been focusing on three or four areas, and I'd just like to give you a bit of an update on each of them. First of all, surveillance. Obviously, we are working very hard to ensure that we can identify any cases of infant botulism. I'm very pleased to say that to date, no cases have been reported to us. And moreover, no cases have been reported where infant botulism looks likely to be the cause. Our second focus has been to ensure that Healthline and Plunkett Line are updated with relevant information and that they're coping with the call demand which has been placed upon them. And I spoke earlier today with the chief executives of both organisations, and I'm very pleased to say that they're coping well, and I was very pleased also to be able to thank them and their staff for the tremendous efforts which they've been making with, in many respects, unprecedented call volumes. Thirdly, we've obviously been working to ensure that key health professionals, including GPs, paediatricians, dietitians, and so on, are all kept to date as new information becomes available. Officials in the Ministry have been in touch with all maternity and paediatric units to ensure that they have up-to-date information. and that they have access to relevant clinical information for the diagnosis and treatment of infant botulism, and all of that has been distributed. And again, you can find that information on the Ministry of Health website as well. Finally, we are working very closely with MPI, as I said, to ensure that there's an adequate supply of infant formula and special paediatric products. And again, I think we're both very pleased to say that to date, no problems have been reported in that regard. Obviously, this is a fluid situation. We're working very hard to keep on top of things and ensure that we keep our colleagues in the health sector up to date. And finally, if you have one or two clinical questions, I'm very pleased to say that my colleague, Dr. Pat Tui, is with us today, and he'll be able to address some of those for you. So, thank you.
The level of cooperation you're getting from Fonterra, are you satisfied with the level of cooperation you're getting? I've got another question, is how many MPI staff are involved?
Right, okay. Since we were notified on Friday, we've clearly been having significant engagement with Fonterra, trying to get to the bottom of a lot of the information and in terms of some of the core material we need to have. Throughout that, Fonterra has been sharing that information. The information over the first 72 hours, it was changing on us. I think what we've seen is this has been a very fluid situation. It's been very dynamic in terms of a lot of the information. And a lot of that change in the information did result in us having to be very careful in terms of how we were describing the situation. And to the fore, in terms of where the advice that I have been providing and reflecting the changing dynamic of some of the information, I have very much been taking a cautionary approach, which is why through the statutory statements I have been issuing since Saturday, I've been at pains to explain that they have been cautionary and putting the health and well-being of all consumers, but particularly infants, to the forefront.
So is Fonterra doing everything it can, in your view, to facilitate your search of information?
Fonterra has been doing and providing assistance along the way. What we are focused upon is making sure that they're able to respond to all of our questions. And obviously we are seeking to make sure we've got clarity of what the information is in terms of what we're dealing with. Clearly, in the last couple of days, we have had a number of our MPI officials visiting Fonterra facilities, both here in New Zealand and Australia. Fonterra invited us. They agreed to us visiting those premises. Fundamentally, that is to help us, as quick as possible, ground truth a lot of the reconciliation and verification data so we have a far clearer sense of what we're trying to deal with. And as I said, in terms of my earlier remarks, we are now in a place where we've got far greater certainty in terms of where the contaminated product has entered a range of the supply chain.
You say you've identified all the unsold formula in New Zealand, apart from that recalled by Nutrition. So are you checking that Nutrition's recall worked as well? I mean, to make sure nothing fell through the gaps, they thought you were doing it, you thought they were doing it. But, so in fact, it's all definitely been identified and presumably put under lock and key.
Well, I'm not too sure about maybe some of the gaps, but what I am clear on is as soon as we had clarity in terms of the information we're dealing with and what that information was telling us and the concerns that we had in terms of those two product lines, I went out with the cautionary advice to make it clear that I had concerns on those two product lines. We have worked with Nutrisha throughout, and Nutrisha went for the recall beyond just the batches because in discussions with them, I was explaining that I did have concerns beyond the batches. And we have been working with Nutrisha since the recall, working with them to make sure that retailers, consumers, parents and caregivers all appreciate the significance of the recall. The big thing that we're working on and why we have stepped up our media advertising and our public information campaign is to make sure that any parents and caregivers who have purchased those two product lines prior to the recall that they should not use them and that they should then dispose of it or return it to the retailer. That is really important.
Has there been any more clarity on the, I guess, lag in notification between Wednesday and Fonterra contacting the Ministry on Friday?
Since we were notified on Friday, clearly that's been one of the questions we've been working with Fonterra on. We continue to work through a series of questions with Fonterra, and I think that is the key for us to be able to get to the bottom of the time frames. There is an ongoing series of questions, but I think also at the same time I'd like to highlight that our priority since Friday afternoon has been to ensure complete clarity and certainty as far as we can in terms of where that contaminated ingredient had ended up, to ensure we could advise consumers as quickly as possible.
Well, one of the questions, you said a couple of days ago, maybe yesterday, that you had traced, as I hear Fonterra said, you traced 90%, 10% was so uncertain. What's the current figure? I mean, there's still 10%, have you got, have you eaten into that margin?
I think you would have to go and ask Fonterra, because the number of 10% is a number that Fonterra talked about yesterday. What I can say is, from our perspective, on the basis of all of the information that Fonterra and their customers have provided, we are working through to get the certainty. And as I said, in terms of a significant range of the products, we know and we've been able to identify which product lines the contaminated ingredient went into and which product lines it did not go into. And as we've indicated in the New Zealand context, clearly there's two product lines are subject of a recall, and as my previous statements have indicated, they're the two product lines that we have question marks over in terms of contaminated ingredient. In terms of overseas markets, Fonterra, their customers and ourselves have been working very hard to identify and trace a lot of the product, and we've been making significant progress, and all of that information is being shared on a daily, if not more regular basis, with our counterparts in overseas markets, so they can actually undertake the tests or the verification steps they need to do to their satisfaction. But also there's clearly a range of product recalls in play in overseas markets where either ourselves working with Fonterra or their customers or the overseas regulators have identified that some of the product lines with potential contamination have already entered the retail sector.
If you're confident that the communication lines between yourself and Fonterra are effective, why are you sort of seemingly at odds over this 10% figure?
Well, I think what I'd be saying is that since Friday, when we were notified of this issue, we have had a range at varying levels of conversations with Fonterra. The key focus has been to get clarity of what the base information has been. In other words, where did that contaminated product enter into not just Fonterra's manufacturing processes, but other companies' manufacturing processes? And that has actually taken us a number of days to get to the bottom and get the clarity, which is why I think today we wanted to take the opportunity to give people greater clarity as to where we're at in terms of the certainty around that.
Thanks, we're running out of time. Is there any questions for the Ministry of Health as well?
Was it Fonterra that informed you or a short warning?
Fonterra notified us on Friday afternoon.
Is it your understanding that a short warning knew the day
before? According to the processes and my understanding is that Assure Quality were notified the day before, and we were notified by Fonterra on the Friday afternoon.
What's your relationship with Assure Quality? They're 100% owned by the government. They didn't tell you for a day.
My understanding of the situation as it emerged is that Assure Quality had a 24-hour turnaround in which they would then feed that information through to MPI. Fonterra notified us early afternoon on Friday. and then assure quality after that had then sent through the material through to MPI.
Why didn't they notify? It seems bizarre that one government wouldn't notify something of this enormous magnitude.
I don't think Scott can answer for another organisation.
Yeah. I mean, what I can say is clearly since we were notified on Friday afternoon of this emerging issue and the fact that we had contaminated ingredients entering into a range of production lines, that we've been focused on addressing the safety of the eventual products. And as I've said, and a number of times since Friday, that clearly the Ministry for Primary Industries and other government agencies are asking a series of questions as to how the time frame emerged and how processes were aligned and otherwise, but fundamentally we've been focused on dealing with the here and now since Friday afternoon as to this food safety issue.
A couple more questions, we're running out of time.
So what's your focus now if you're confident about where the supply has been and come from and that it's been halted in certain places?
Well, we continue to have some questions in terms of providing overseas regulators with the certainty that they require in terms of any product lines that have actually entered the retail sector. Clearly, there's also a number of other avenues which we're wanting to explore and make sure we're crystal clear with our colleagues in overseas markets. But in the New Zealand context, we do have the clarity that it's the two product lines subject to the recall that we have to make sure consumers are aware of, and that all parents and caregivers avoid giving any of their infants and babies any of the product associated with the recall.
And you're confident that that's where it's going to stay, just those two products, that it won't be broadened?
Our confidence is on the basis of the information that Fonterra and Nutrisha and other customers of Fonterra have provided us over the last 5 days. And it's on the back of that information and the opportunity we have had since Friday afternoon to visit a range of facilities and premises to ensure that the product identified in that information has been secured, that is where our level of confidence has come from.
Last question.
Do you trust that Fonterra is telling you everything?
Well, what I can say is the questions we've been asking in recent days and the information we've been asking from Fonterra, we have been receiving that information. And the information has not shifted or changed on us since Monday.
Are they being candid, though? Are they telling you, are they volunteering everything that you feel that you ought to know without being forced to ask them?
The fact that Fonterra invited us onto their premises and facilities to ensure that we were able to verify the information they've been sharing with us, and to just work through a lot of that, I think indicates that Fonterra has been working with us.
Could I just ask, did Fonterra notify you back in March when they initially thought there may be something wrong and they needed to do more tests on this product? Were you notified of that issue at all?
No.
So the very first you heard of any of this was Friday afternoon?
The very first the MPI was notified that there had been any questions associated with the whey protein concentrate was on Friday afternoon, and Fonterra indicated as much yesterday, that the first that we were brought into the loop and notified was on Friday afternoon.
Guys, we're going to have to wrap it up here. If you've got other questions, come and see me with my team.